This is the burden removing, yoke destroying, source of the anointing of the living God. This is the word that will become flesh. This is the word that will become healing. This is the word that becomes massive wealth.
The Word of God reveals the authenticity and enormous capability of the blessing of God. Discover how the blessing is the source of power and wealth today on The Believer's Voice of Victory with Kenneth Copeland.
The blessing came on Moses. Amen. Same blessing. The blessing of Abraham. And there he was. He didn't know a form thing in the world about that blessing. I mean, he's raised in Pharaoh's court. He was raised a crown prince of Egypt. He didn't know anything about that blessing till he got down there and found out who his folks were and who his mother and all that. I started to use that good old southern phrase, you know. He got down there with his mama and them. Amen. Got down there with his mama and them and found out, man, all his good things about who he was. I'm a Jew. And he got to finding out about that blessing, praise God. A lot of things began to happen. Are you listening to me? The blessing of Abraham is on you right now. Now I'm going to close with this. And I am going to stir you to your innards right now. A lot of you sitting right here tonight would just about give anything you can think of to have a dream or a vision from God and have some kind of woo-woo-woo-woo-woo. I'm not against dreams and visions, but I don't seek them because they're not promised.
That's right.
I ain't part of the promise.
Right.
Amen. I got to seeking them back there when I was very, very young in these things. Boy, and I got to pressing the Lord. I said, look here. Now you appeared to Kenneth Hagin, you appeared to Oral Roberts, you appeared to David Nunn, you appeared to T.L. Osborne, you appeared to all these guys. I said, I want you to come here and talk to me. And I started pressing him about it. I started using my faith on him. And finally, he got through to me one night and he said, if I oblige you in the area of dreams and visions, he said, Kenneth, it'll set your faith back at least 5 years. You may not ever get it back. I said, how? What? He said, the blessing of Abraham is on you. I said, well, yeah, man, what does that have to do with it? But see, I'd caught sight of that. I knew that's where it all was in that blessing. I'd caught up with that. He said, don't you remember what I said? He said, do you remember when Thomas came up to me and I said to him, put your fingers in here, Thomas. And he said, remember, I said to him, and quit being faithless. I said, yeah. Now listen. He said, remember I said this, blessed. Blessed are those who have believed and not seen this. This is it right here.
That's it.
I said, I'm done with that. I'll never bring it up again. The longest day I live on this earth, in the name of Jesus, I am a man that's not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm moved by your word. Hallelujah. If the word won't get it, I won't have it. And whatever I need and have, the word will get it. Amen. Changed everything in my whole life right then. And I said, what, teach me what happened here then with Brother Hagin and Brother Roberts and you speak in an audible voice to Oral Roberts, my spiritual father. Several times I said, what was going on with them? He said, the whole body of Christ was headed down the traditional seeing and feeling ditch. He said, I didn't have anybody to call on. I had to go up here to Kenneth Hagin. I had to go talk to Oral Roberts audibly. I had to go up here to these men in order to personally teach them, so to get them off of that traditional feeling and seeing and Pentecostal Baptist religion and turn them and get them over on my word. But he said, now you've learned everything I said to Kenneth Hagin. You've learned everything I said to Oral Roberts. You have right there in your hand everything I said to Moses, everything I said to Abraham, everything I said to Isaac, everything I said to Jacob. He said, you have everything I said to Job. You have everything that I said through my own mouth while I was here on the earth. And I saw it. You ain't getting this from me. David saw it. Oh, did he ever? That's the reason he was so blessed. That's what he said to Saul when he said, King, I'll go kill you, John, for you. He's nothing. And listen to what he called him. He said, that uncircumcised Philistine ain't got a prayer up against me. See, he knew the source of his power. It was his covenant with God. That blood covenant that he was in with him. And he said, now that Philistine ain't no different than the lion and the bear. He said, I kill a lion, I kill a bear. He knew the source of his strength. He knew the source of his power. And he had great faith. He was bold. And he was the same age as Joseph, 17 years old. But he said, I'll kill you, John, for you. No problem. Where does a 17-year-old boy get that kind of confidence? He knew about the blessing. And he was so wild for God. Wild man. The problem with him was he was fine till you get started talking about God or singing psalms. I mean, the man go absolutely stark raving wild. That's the reason his daddy didn't want him nowhere in that house when that prophet comes to see him. Listen, that prophet's coming. He's the major prophet in the land. This man can make or break you, you understand? And the word is out. He's coming down here to pick the king of Israel. Now get that kid out of here. I don't want him anywhere. You just say God and he jerks his clothes off and runs nuts.
Come on.
His daddy had no confidence in him. Boy, God did. God said, I'm going to tell you something. That boy's after my heart. Amen.
Yes,
and the old prophet stood up in front of him, and that blessing of Abraham just reached up there and grabbed Samuel and shook him and said, behold, the king of Israel.
Yeah.
Who made him king? That blessing made him king. That blessing and Goliath made him king. Man, he was king from that day forward. Isn't that amazing? It's the blessing. Did you catch up with it? Are you with me in it? One more scripture. I told you, I'm either going to turn your lights up bright or put them out right here. Let's go over to 2 Peter. Verse 16. First chapter. Chapter 1, verse 16. This is the Apostle Peter. Would you say that this is a man that's seen some things? Now, this is a man that's seen some visions. Woo! He saw Jesus transfigured. And it hit him so hard he couldn't think of anything to say. Holla, 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 holla. Woo, let's build a house. Yeah. Dear Lord.
What?
Verse 16. We have not followed cunningly devised fables. when we made known unto you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. But we were eyewitnesses. Eyewitness. I told you he'd seen some things. We were eyewitnesses of his majesty. But now I want to inject something right here. When he denied Jesus 3 times, was that before he had this great experience of seeing his majesty and hearing that voice from heaven? No, it was after. So a lot of good that big vision did. He pulled just as ugly and wicked a thing as Judas did. He just didn't go kill himself. He wanted to. He had too much character and integrity to do that. He wouldn't do it. We were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he, Jesus, received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." This voice, which came from heaven, we heard. Amen. When we were with him in the holy mountain, we heard it. They had heard God Almighty's audible voice. He said, "We didn't make none of this stuff up. We didn't follow somebody's funny fairy tale. We've seen things and heard things." Now notice what he said. "We have also." We have also a more sure word of prophetic utterance.
That's right.
"Whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophetic utterance of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." God is no respecter of persons. Thus, you're the seed of Abraham just as much as Jesus was. And he is. "For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost." Now look at verse 20. I want to finish that verse. "Knowing this first, no prophecy of the Scripture." The Scripture. What you have right there is far more powerful, far more dependable, far much more the word of the living God than what he heard on that mountain day. "This is my beloved Son, hear ye him."
That's right. Amen.
After all, you have a copy of "This is my beloved Son, hear ye him." I mean, what's the difference? You got it written down right there in front of you. You can hear it anytime you want to hear it. This is the burden-removing, yoke-destroying source of the anointing of the living God. This is the Word that will become flesh. This is the Word that will become healing. This is the Word that becomes massive wealth. This is the Word that becomes the anointing to preach. This is the Word that becomes righteousness. This is the Word that becomes a new household. This is a Word that can turn into little babies for people that can't have any children.
Yeah.
well I know.
Amen.
Yeah. Gloria and I have prayed over barren women and men over the years. Praise the Lord. And there's just all kinds of wonderful little children out there. And it was this word that brought it. It was the word that became that living seed on the inside of people. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, I said. This is the source of the blessing. We are heirs to what? The promise. And Peter said it himself. He outlined it. He laid it out there for every one of us to see. And he said, you are of like faith with the Apostle John said it again. He said, your fellowship is with us. You're like us. You got the same faith. You got it in the same place. We all got it from Jesus. And then Peter said this. You have been given exceeding great precious promises, and by these promises you become where we heard that you become partakers of the divine nature of God Himself. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
Can you see it? Can you see it? One of my very, very closest friends, I saw her one day. I was preaching morning service in Brother Harold and Sister Lou's church. And I mean, they'd been in the ministry longer than I was old. But I'd have just beginning to touch some of these things. And I saw them in my spirit. I was so consumed with it. And I'd preached it over there in their church congregation that morning. And suddenly Sister Lou got up and she's walking around. You remember this, Lou? You were walking around. She's walking around the smaller room there where we were having a morning service. We weren't out in the main auditorium out there. Just a handful of us in there. And she just got up while I was preaching and just got them, started walking around. And she had her Bible up here and like this. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And she's walking around. Oh, my God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I thought, what's the matter with her? So finally, I just stopped and she just kept walking around. I said, Sister Lou, is there something you want to say? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. She said, it's just hit me. I've been carrying this word. I've been studying this word. It's always been precious to my life. It's always been precious to my life. But oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This word became flesh and dwelt among us. It's this word. It's this precious, precious promises. And tears were coming down her face. The revelation and the dawning had come into her that this is not a book about somebody. This book is somebody. I don't know how long I could preach on it. I don't have any idea. I preached on it one day for 11 hours straight. I've been preaching on it for 40 years and I never got to the end of it. I'm going to have to unhook right now and I'm getting nowhere near through. And the more I preach on it, the bigger it gets. And the bigger it gets, the stronger I get. My youth has been renewed like the eagle. Right here's where I got it. A miracle in my back has renewed my back. All the discs are back in my back, standing up straight. They're not ruptured and blown out anymore. The nerves that were blocked in there have been unblocked. There's no more degenerative joint disease in my bones. The last MRI was gone. It was gone. And it came from this right here. I got it with this right here. I got it confessing this. Jesus has said in the third chapter of the book of Hebrews, He is the high priest over this book in our mouths. My Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to spend the rest of eternity finding out what's in this book. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Did you get anything tonight?
Everything is a seed. Your thoughts, your words, your actions. Each of them determines your present and your future. Every choice you make brings abundance or lack, health or sickness, favor or obstacles, just enough or overflowing harvest. Get ready. God has an unlimited blessing just for you. In Overflowing Harvest by Faith Through Love, Kenneth Copeland puts spiritual keys and practical tips together to help you reach God's greatest blessings for your life. Make those necessary changes in what you are saying and doing to achieve God's best. Change your negative response to a positive one and open the windows of heaven. Quit living by chance and put your faith to work. Let love put the focus on where it belongs, on loving God and giving to others. Now you're closer than ever to receive your overflowing harvest. To order Overflowing Harvest, log on to kcm.org and order online. Or call toll-free 800-575-4455. This teaching from Kenneth Copeland is available on CD or DVD and can be purchased for just $15 each, a 40% savings off the regular price. To order by mail, write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Order today and begin experiencing overflowing harvest in every area of life.
I'm telling you, Jesus is alive. His word is marvelous in our eyes and ears. Now listen, he said, I came that you might have the life of God and have it more abundantly until it overflows. Praise God. Overflowing harvest. This is vital information. It is the word of the living God. In this, I'm telling you, both the CDs and the DVDs, take the CDs and listen to them over and over and over. I mean, in your car and whatever. Get the DVDs and get your family all together and watch them. This is extremely important so that the very harvest of God and His abundance begins to take root and flow up and out and through your life. Now, you need to get a hold of that today and use the information on your screen, and we'll be glad to get it to you. The blessing is the source. The blessing raised Jesus from the dead. The blessing is the power to get wealth from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses experienced it. Abraham, Joseph, David, Jesus walked in the blessing. That goes all the way back to the very first chapter of the book of Genesis. Now, you need to learn how to put your faith pressure on that blessing and learn and develop in it, how to walk in it. It's the same blessing, the blessing without measure, the blessing that is in fullness. Praise God. Right now, to remove all the financial pressure, to remove sickness and disease, but not only remove the curse, but to bring all that the Garden of Eden possessed for the prosperity of the human being. Praise God. Father, we give you praise and with thanksgiving. We give you thanksgiving for all of our partners, all of the people around the world. We thank you. We praise you for the blessing. In Jesus' name, teach us more and more how to walk in it. Thank you, Lord. We got three Believers Conventions this year, West Coast, June 30th through July the 5th in Long Beach, California, and then the Southwest Believers Convention, August 5th through the 9th, right here in Fort Worth, Texas, our hometown meeting, praise God. Then the Great Lakes Convention, August the 18th through the 23rd, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You gotta be there. It's blessing overflow time. Well, we'll see you next time. Remember, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a DVD or CD copy of this broadcast, visit our website at kcm.org or call toll-free 800-575-4455. This is the year of fullness of blessing, a time for you to receive the blessing without measure.
The Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign is the highlight of my year. I love it here. The anointing is wonderful. Just the atmosphere of being with other believers. Wonderful things happen. I go home just lifted up and refreshed and blessed for a long time.
I'm just looking to receive whatever God has to pour out to us. I think it'll be a vital work for this season and time of our nation and just the world.
For the past 11 years, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have brought the message of love and faith to the people of the Washington, D.C. area. People come expecting miracles.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have propelled my biblical understanding, my study, in ways that allow me to be a blessing to my coworkers, my family, and I just expect more of that.
So when I see people coming to this meeting, I get happy for them because I know one word can change a person's life.
God is not the one taken away from you. God is the one that is there to give it to you. God so loved the world that he gave, not take away. All he ever took away from you was the curse and the sin, the poverty.
Worshiping God in one accord is always a part of our victory campaigns.
Expecting some awesome things from God. And I got my socks blessed off last night, and I'm going to again this morning.
When sickness and disease comes, you are encircled by the power of God, by your protection, by the blessing of God. Hallelujah. This morning you seize healing. You take it. It's an action word. It doesn't mean you agree with it. It means you take it.
Gloria Copeland has conducted healing school for the past 30 years at all the KCM Victory Campaigns and Believers Conventions.
Thank you so much for changing my life and my family's life. I mean, they change. When your life has changed, it's generations that are changed. It's not just one life or one family, because my children's lives are changed. Their families' lives will be changed. It's a never-ending process.
The Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, that we are well represented, and we've been raised up, and we've been made to sit with him in heavenly places. My God, somebody shout amen.
The time for change has come. Real people, real relationships, real life. Plan on attending a Victory Campaign or Believers Convention in 2008. Next Sunday on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
This is the word of faith. It is the seed of faith. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. It is the word of love, because God is love.